Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Amy Hirsch, and it's my pleasure reading God's Word to you. I've been on staff here at Mountain Brook Baptist since 2016. I'm married to Matt, and we have two children, Eliza Ruth, who is 4, and Theodore, who is 1. In this Advent devotional guide, we are journeying through the story of the Bible and looking at the ways we see light break through the darkness from creation in Genesis 1 to new creation in Revelation. Today is Sunday, December 1st. It's the first day of our Advent reading guide, and we are starting in the beginning. I'll be reading Genesis 1 from the English Standard Version. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." And God made the expanse and separated the waters that were under the expanse from the waters that were above the expanse. And it was so. And God called the expanse heaven. And there was evening and there was morning the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas, and God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding fruit seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind on the earth." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kinds, and trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning the third day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night and the stars. And God set them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, "Let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the heavens." So God created the great sea creatures and every living creature that moves with which the waters swarm according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the seas and let birds multiply on the earth." And there was evening and there was morning the fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kinds, livestock and creeping things and beasts of the earth according to their kinds." And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth according to their kinds and the livestock according to their kinds and everything that creeps on the ground according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over the livestock and over all of the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created him. And God blessed them. And God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth." And God said, "Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of all the earth and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth and to every bird of the heavens and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food." And it was so. And God saw everything that he made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning, the sixth day. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Into the darkness in Genesis 1, God says, "Let there be light." and the God who is powerful enough to bring forth life from nothing speaks light into existence, dispelling the darkness hovering over the earth. And as God continues to create in Genesis 1, we sit back in awe, astounded by the majesty and sovereignty of this God who declares that all he creates to be good. But this is a familiar story to us. It's interesting to me that God's first order of business is to create light. When we come into a dark room in our house with our hands full of stuff, the first thing we probably do is flip on the light switch so that we can see clearly to navigate our path and put things in their proper spot. But God doesn't need to create light in order to see what he's doing or because he's afraid of the dark. So why is it light first? We can only guess, but one thing we do know is that this interplay between light and dark echoes throughout Scripture and reverberates in our own hearts. The darkness reminds us of our sin and our waywardness. It reminds us of the bleak and dismal. It reminds us of death. Perhaps there is something instinctually built into us to fear the darkness and night as children, and perhaps it goes back to Genesis 1. But light is a symbol for life, and there is a God who is able to speak light into darkness and bring life out of what was formless. He is the same God who speaks life into a dark tomb, and in the light of Easter morning, it becomes apparent that darkness and death will not have the last word over Christ. And so if you are walking through a season of darkness and despair, remember that God sees you and that dawn is coming. In the words of one of my favorite Advent hymns, he will disperse the gloomy clouds of night and death's dark shadows put to flight. He continues to bring life and light to the shadows in our hearts, to the places that seem bleak and dismal. By declaring, "Let there be light," he promises that darkness and death will not have the last word for us either. Would you pray with me? Lord, we are grateful for your word. We're grateful for reminders that you are creator, that you have made all that we see, and that you've declared it to be good. We thank you for the light that we see even now, whether it is the morning sun coming up or the light at night, the stars and the moon that guide our path, and how those lights remind us that you are the light of the world, that you bring light to darkness. We pray even now, Lord, that you would bring light into the places in our hearts that seem bleak and dismal and dark, that you would remind us that the light is coming in the person of Jesus. We pray this in your name. Amen.